Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Unlocking your sleep potential, brought to you by cleanmybed.com.
Tracy, it's great to be able to talk to you and to talk to you about Isla and her problems, her allergic problems. And I'd like to take you through exactly what has happened as a consultation, because as you know, I'm a pediatric allergist. So can you tell me about her problems, how they have arisen and evolved?
Thanks, John. Yes. So Isla's problems, she's 8 years old now, but if I think back to when she was a baby, that's probably when things originally started. She was just very snuffly and congested as a baby. And, I was a pediatrician quite a lot. There was a suggestion that she was perhaps lactose intolerant, and we were told to give up dairy. And various things like that, but at no stage were allergy tests done or anything else. And we just kind of battled on and tried various things here and there. And then I would say she was around 3 years old when she started nursery school, and I noticed things were particularly bad in the mornings, trying to sort of get her up. And she was in more of a routine there, more of a schedule, so we had to get her up by a certain time. And she was always very tired in the mornings and, would be sneezing quite a bit. Her eyes would be itchy and red and puffy. Always this sort of constant blocked nose in the morning and congestion. And it was, probably around 3 years old where we started to investigate a little bit further in terms of could it be an allergy or not.
Yes, and did she have allergy tests at that stage?
She did, yes. We had a series of tests done. And I think the first batch we had didn't really, they were almost inconclusive. They didn't really show a definite allergy to anything. And then it was a little bit later where we repeated things and it came out that it was house dust mite allergy that she suffered from.
Yes. And was that by skin prick tests or by a blood test? I mean, those are the two ways that one normally investigates this.
Yes. So excuse me if my history is a little bit sketchy, but I think initially we did just the skin prick, and then we did have blood taken as well.
Okay. Just in relation to her symptoms, did she cough a lot as well?
She did. She had a dry cough, sort of an irritable cough.
Yeah. And how did it affect her sleep? Did she snore a lot?
Snoring, snuffling. We all used to avoid her coming into bed with us at night because she would keep us awake. She was like a little motor train next to us. So definitely snoring and snuffling. And she was always a sort of a mouth breather as well. She would breathe through her mouth and wake up often and ask for water. Very, very much interrupted sleep.
So very much the classical features of house dust mite allergy, causing predominantly allergic rhinitis reaction in her nose, but also her eyes, and maybe also a little bit in her airways going down to the lungs, causing the cough. Did she ever wheeze?
No, nothing that I was particularly aware of.
Okay. And during the day, did she, if she was exercising, was she breathless or have difficulty with exercise?
No, never had a problem there. She's a very active child.
Good. So
and that was all fine.
So, in fact, probably not any asthma, but more an allergy in the upper airway. How do you think it affected her performance by day that her nights were being disturbed?
Well, she was definitely more tired during the day. And I think, you know, particularly I mentioned earlier when she started at a preschool, the teachers alerted me to the fact that she was, you know, yawning a lot during the day. She was tired, possibly not able to complete tasks. Her concentration wasn't great. All things like that. So definitely affected her.
So very important to get the right treatment. There are, in fact, studies that have been done which have shown that people with hay fever, with allergic rhinitis due to pollen allergy, if they're coming up to exams at school, they perform less well and have a lower grade as a consequence, apparently, of just having a blocked nose. So just having a blocked nose is not a minor problem. It can be a severe problem if it affects sleep.
Yes, I can definitely, that definitely resonates with Isla's problem.
So, I mean, presumably medical treatments were recommended for her at the stage that the house mite allergy was diagnosed.
Yes, we went on to a number of different medicines, nose sprays, you know, various treatment options were given to us. And we did, we tried them all, and some with more success than others.
Yeah. And I mean, that really is the issue for an allergist, is to say, okay, if you can't avoid what you're allergic to, then you have to take medications and antihistamines and very safe nasal sprays that contain a steroid, but a steroid that only works in the nose and not anywhere else can be highly effective, say for people with hay fever. But if you've got an identifiable cause, such as the house mites, clearly there are things one can do to reduce exposure, and that's a really important issue for us. And I've been involved over many years with trials, as has Jill as well, looking at ways of reducing house mite exposure. And if you can effectively reduce the exposure, it makes a big difference, and then you don't need as much medication, or maybe sometimes no medication at all.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, especially for a child and always as a parent of a small child, you don't always want to be pumping, you know, your child full of medication, although it is necessary at times. But if you can find other things that help to manage it, you know, it's far better in my opinion.
Yes, I totally agree with you. And clearly there are going to be some other discussions about strategies, but certainly improving the environment overnight of people with, and particularly children with allergies, can make an enormous difference to their overall health. And it's not only their health, it's their educational performance and their eventually their career attainments. So it's very good to be able to speak to you about that. I'm sure there are many, many people who will resonate with your comments, because allergic disease is very common. In fact, it's the commonest problem to affect children and young and middle-aged adults.
Yes, I mean, I definitely agree with that. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for talking to me about this. Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.